time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Hey, thank you, nephew. Subject, I hope I never see that woman again. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been with my girl for 3 years, and she moved in with me last year. Her girlfriends come by on weekends to get their hair braided, so I get to go hang out and get a break from my girl. But recently, my girl's best friend was in town for the weekend, and she stayed with us. We had never met, and I was amazed to see how fine she is. She got the boobs, butt, hips, and a flat stomach. It looks like she has surgery, but because it's too good to be true. I couldn't look her in the eye because I wanted her so bad. She knows she's fine, too. My girl should have told her not to strut around in her pajamas with her butt jiggling like that. By Saturday, I had to get out of that house for a minute, and I told my girl I was going to hang out with my boys. My girl told me to take her friend with me while she finished a client's braids. Her friend got in my car with a tight black see-through dress on. I texted my partners and told them that I had a treat for them. When they saw her, they immediately started texting in our group chat. I bought her 2 shots of whiskey and she had 3 martinis. At some point, she went to the restroom and stayed in there for too long, so I went to check on her. She opened the bathroom door and pulled me inside and locked the door. It happened so fast, and I tried my best to give her what she wanted, but I got too excited and missed that golden opportunity. She said there'll be other times because she thinks I'm sexy. I am so embarrassed and I never want to see her again. I cannot look her in her eyes ever again. Will she tell my girl about this? Well, you better pray that she doesn't. But she might tell your girl you hit on her and what went down in the bathroom if you don't deliver the next time she comes and when she wants it again. She sounds kind of evil like that, you know? But you should have thought about that when you were lusting after her. I mean, and, you know, telling your boys and all of that. You really got yourself in a mess now. You knew you were wrong and being disrespectful to your girl. This is supposed to be your girl's best friend. I don't have to tell you that. Now, this woman, this so-called best friend, really foul. Really, really foul. Definitely no real friend to your girlfriend. But you should have better control of yourself. You only have yourself to blame for things going the way they did. Now you're panicking. So listen, from now on, whenever your girl's best friend is coming to town, you better go hang out with your boys until she leaves. Okay, until she leaves. Don't be in the same room with her. Steve?
What? You know, this is a perfect time to have a whole nother perspective of this letter. Mm-hmm. Because it's, I hope I never see that woman again. That is not true. Y'all, let me tell you something. He lying. Boy, stop. Man, come on. Dude. Mm. I hope I never see that woman again. Bruh. A man is not going to write in a letter like this without wanting some type of advice or approval, which he's hoping Uncle Steve give him. Now, let me tell you what he really means by this letter, Shirley. Okay. I've been with my girl 3 years. She moved in. Her girls come by on the weekend, so I get a chance to hang out because they come over there and get their hair braided. But then her best friend came into town and stayed with her. He had never met the girlfriend, and Lord have mercy, this girl was banging. She got the boobs, the butt, the hips, and a flat stomach. See, then he ain't never seen that. All the other girls over there ain't got this hip. Mm-hmm. So now he all up in this hip. It looks like she has surgery because it's too good to be true. Well, these days, she probably did. But, and it is good. And it is true, because it's work. Whatever she got is working. I couldn't look her in the eyes because I wanted her so bad. Here the key in the whole letter. See, I wanted her so bad. So see, writing this letter right here, I hope I never see that woman again. Bruh, come on, miss me. I wanted her so bad. What this young boy needs is a way to justify why he felt. And he's writing in to get my perspective to see how he ought to handle this moving forward. And she knows she fine, too. Well, most fine women know that. Come on. They've been told that, bro. Come on. My girl should have told her not to strut around in her pajamas. Now, bro. Your girl ain't finna do that. Hey, listen, don't be walking around with your booty shaking. Ain't nobody gonna say
that. Put something on. Put on some Spanx.
See, but you, doggy, you noticed that. But remember, you just said you wanted her. My girl should have told her not to strut around the seat. You want everybody at fault about this. Now is your girl should have told you she was fine. Then your girl should have told her girl not to strut around in her pajamas with her butt jiggling like that. By Saturday, I had to get out that house for a minute, and I told my girl I was going with my boys. My girl told me to take her friend with me while she finished the client's braids. Her friend got in the car with a tight black see-through dress on. I text my partners. I told them I had a treat for them. When they saw it, they immediately started texting in a group chat.
All right, Steve, hang on.
Well, the rest of this is the problem.
We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after today's Strawberry Letter subject. I hope I never see that woman again. We'll get back into it right after this. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, I hope I never see that woman again.
Nothing in this letter says you don't want to see her again. Matter of fact, in the letter, you state clearly, I wanted her. Your girl braids hair. She invited her best friend that you had never met. She stayed with her. And you, when she walked in the door, you went, oh, my Lord, she fine. She got everything working, all body banging, all this here. And you said you couldn't even look her in the eyes because you wanted her so bad. He put that in the letter, y'all. I wanted her so bad. And then he said, and she knows she fine, too. Hell yeah. Let's look on our show right here. Don't Tommy think he cute? See, once it's in your mind, it's in your mind. Tommy think he cute, and he ain't. Now, you know good and hell well, this girl fine. And she know it? Yeah. Because you can have delusional friends, like I got a delusional-ass nephew that he cute, and he not. See? And you see how quiet he is? Because he's drinking that. See, when he ain't on the air in front of y'all, and I say stuff like this, he has to realize what it is. And now he's sitting over there quiet because he going, damn, how he know that? See, so anyway. And so my girl should have told her not to strut around in her pajamas with her butt jiggling like that. So he say, said they had to get out the house for a minute. So she getting ready to leave. I told his girl he going to go hang out with his friends. She told him, take my friend with you while she do a client's hair. Her friend got in the car with a tight black see-through dress on. I text my partners and told them I had a treat for them. When they saw her, they immediately started texting in our group chat. I bought her 2 shots of whiskey and she had 3 martinis. Now, I don't know who could do that much.
Right.
2 whiskeys and 3 martinis.
That's a lot.
So at some point, she went to the restroom and stayed in there too long. So I went to check on her. She opened the bathroom door, pulled me inside, and locked the door. Mm. Bruh, you said in your letter you couldn't take your eyes off of her. You wanted her so bad. Bingo, you in the bathroom, door locked. It happened so fast, I tried my best to give her what she wanted, but I got too excited and missed the golden opportunity. Now, here's where every man that heard this letter know exactly what he talking about. Hear what homeboy did.
Okay.
Pulled him in the door. And then he said, I tried my best to give her what she wanted. But I got too excited. Now, we all know what happened. Yeah. That was a cartoon I used to watch. And it was a horse. And the horse's name was Quick Draw McGraw. Quick Draw. He said, it happened so fast, I got too excited. And I missed the opportunity. So during his moment of excitement, instead of the excitement going where it was supposed to go, it didn't make it. And that's what happened to homeboy. She said, she tried to make him feel good about it, there'll be other times, because she thinks I'm sexy.
What a horrible friend.
Shirley, let's quit talking about that right there. Let's talk about what this boy going through, because that's what the letter, he didn't write in about the horrible friend. He didn't never say she was horrible.
He never said in his letter
she was horrible.
Yeah.
All he talking about is there'll be other times because she think I'm sexy. I am so embarrassed. See, he embarrassed now because he got too excited, too fast, and missed the golden opportunity because the excitement didn't let him get to the promised land.
We get it.
Okay, Shirley, that's what the letter for. Y'all sitting up here talking about this horrible girlfriend. That ain't what he wrote in the letter. I don't hear that in here nowhere. She wrong for that. She trifling. I can't stand her. How can she be my girl's friend? Why would she seduce me? And that ain't in this letter. Then he says, I'm so embarrassed and I never want to see her again because I can't look her in her eyes ever again. The reason he feels that way is because the early excitement messed up the moment and he's embarrassed. That's all this letter is. Now, here come the moment of concern. Will she tell my girl about this?
I thought about that.
Because he don't want his girl to know that he was in there tripping with her. But you done pulled 2 shots of whiskey in her and 3 martinis. And she put that short, tight, see-through dress on and got in that car. And your girl told her to get in that car.
Okay.
So, bruh, here's the deal. Forget how horrible of a friend she is. She coming back to the house and you still gonna want her. And she done told you there will be other times. And she gonna see to that because she think you sexy. You wasn't offended by none of that. So please, y'all, understand. He trying to figure out how he gonna handle it. And
you
that's exactly what he gonna do.
On today's strawberry letter.
Ugly dog.
You can comment on today's letter. On Instagram or Facebook at Steve Harvey FM. Also check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.